As we honor and celebrate St. Luke, you know, the writer of the Gospel, who also wrote Acts of the Apostles, was like the sequel to his writings. So he gave us Luke, when Luke gave us the Gospel as the life of Jesus Christ, and then he tells us about the life of the early church, as well as the missionary journeys of St. Paul, as he wrote in the Acts of the Apostles. And as what St. Paul told us in his first reading, that he had been deserted by so many people, he said, Luke is the only one with me. What an amazing yet simple sentence. You know, St. Jose Maria would say that there are many people who are waiting for our yes. Many people are waiting to hear the Gospel based upon whether or not we say yes to our invitation. And so what if Paul had missed that invitation? Would we know the story that Luke has told us? So we can be thankful for Paul's response, because through Paul we have Luke and Luke's writings. And it's through Luke's Gospel that we have the five joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Those episodes we only know about through Luke's writings. We only know about the Good Samaritan and the prodigal son through Luke's writings. These wonderful mysteries of the life of Jesus, the mysteries of our salvation, were brought to us because Paul said yes, which led Luke to become one of his companions. And so as we honor and celebrate St. Luke today, let's pray for all the people who will say yes because we have said yes. And so we pray for the grace and the virtue to make our yes firm, and that our life, we will be evangelists by our life. That as we are sent out like lamb among the wolves of the world, that our yes will lead to someone else's saying yes. And this is how we change the world. Amen.